So what's been up with you, Miss Charlene, since you have all these topics to talk about?
Yeah.
And first off, for you listeners, I'm sorry if you hear these clackling on the teeth because Charlene decided to have a cough drop in her mouth.
I needed a cough drop.
While we were recording, but please excuse her. Please excuse her.
That's why that would do it even more, just to piss you off.
It ain't pissing me off. It's pissing the people off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that seems to see me mad. I'm giving them a free ASMR.
Yeah, but... So we don't have to hear Charlene's cackling of her cough drop. Cackling. We'll roll the intro so it distracts us from that. So I don't mess up again. Okay.
Real people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Boom, boom, boom. Welcome back.
First and foremost, I want to apologize for my appearance. I had work today, and I had work yesterday.
And it's just the cold weather. Obviously, we want to dress warm for the cold weather. Look at me in my warm-ups, in my
shirt.
Look
at my work shoes, though.
It's all right. I'm pretty sure. I don't even think you can see your shoes on the camera.
You could always see my crack.
Who knows? I don't pay attention that much when I'm editing it.
Yeah.
As I was rudely interrupted, welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Jaden wants to fight.
Again, I apologize for being, or we both, I hope both of us apologize for being a day late on the podcast this week.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure you notice I'm in a fighting mood.
Yeah.
Charlene comes into the room wanting to fight and I give the energy back to her. And
what
she's
did
like,
I do?
Mm-mm. She's like, mm-mm.
I walked in crying and no one even noticed.
I didn't even notice. It was too dark. Exactly. But what you been up to? How's your day been? How's your week been? Give us some little details about that.
It's been pretty good, you know. Nothing new. You?
My week's been good. School's been stressing me out. I have a bunch of midterms due and a bunch of papers due and all that bullshit. So I'm over here stressing. Busy, busy.
Busy, busy. Jaden stole him.
Stole what?
My cough drops.
I put him over there. I wasn't going to leave him to you because you'll put another one in.
Thank God I got two.
But on this week's news, let's get into that. I just wanted to cover something. So if you guys follow us on our Instagrams or Facebook or Twitter mostly, you guys notice that, well, you guys know I'm the one that runs our social media accounts pretty much because Charlene's always at work or something. And so I take over that. And I'm pretty sure if you guys see our Twitter or Instagram and stuff, you notice that I constantly tweet at the Vlog Squad members, like mostly Zane and Heath in them, or I tweet a picture at him and tag him or something like that, or Instagram, I tag him and everything. And I just want you guys to know we're not like a Vlog Squad stan account. We're not a fan page. We just, that's the only people that we watch, we pay attention to. Like Charlene watches other people, like, as entertainment, we don't watch TV or anything. So that's like our entertainment we watch.
I watch TV. I watch Lifetime.
That's not TV.
That's TV.
Those are movies. Okay, but...
I watch it on
TV. I guess you can consider it TV. But Charlene watches all the other people, but most of the people that she watches, they don't have like... Most, like, Sav Save, she doesn't have a social media and stuff. So, like, those are the ones that we both watch that we thoroughly enjoy and that we just, like... love watching. So it's like you guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm getting at this, but yeah, I'm sorry, we're not a fan account, so don't take
Jaden's
this as
not
a fan
account. He just
and you can't say out. We're obsessed either. But I know we haven't had one of these podcasts in a while, and we've had him coming pretty much because I'm pretty sure you guys have noticed, and we've just been kind of like hinting around the bush about it. This past couple podcasts, I think we even mentioned it last time that we haven't been like in the podcast mode. And we just like these past two podcasts, we pretty much just bullshitted around like the whole podcast. Like we would just talk about what?
The recording.
Yeah, it's recording. As long as the button's red, it's recording. Okay. But these past couple podcasts, we haven't been like in our zone. Like we haven't really had time to do to come up with stuff to talk about or even put any thought into what we're going to talk about. And it's honestly like what we're going to cover this podcast is like what's been happening lately and what's the reason we've been the way we are. And we're going to get like a little bit real with you guys for a second because we haven't had like a serious one in a while. We just tried to been like keep our hopes up pretty much in the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Keep the mood up and all that. And we're going to give you guys a serious podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to give him a little beginning to it or no? You want me to do it?
You do it.
All right. So as you guys have known in the past podcasts, we've talked about it in the past, even like, especially like, I think it was the end of season one, we started talking about it. And honestly, like we talked about how the move was like stressing us out and trying to get everything taken care of and all that was stressing us out a lot. And honestly, like ever since then, like even since we moved in, I know we said that we were getting like situated and comfortable mm-hmm. and everything like that. It just like we've been like trying to like keep it good. But like honestly, like we've just been stressed out and we've been into like, I don't know, we just haven't been ourselves. And it's been like we preach all the time of like, oh, when you move in with your significant other, you guys fight and you bicker and all that. And like we've moved in with each other in the past to our old house. And all now like fight. It's still like and it's happening again.
But like this time, like I feel like it's worse, but then it's not worse.
Yeah, I mean, there's like aspects of it that like make it seem like it's worse. And I think it's because, like, how much, like, I don't want to say, like, life is, like, taking a toll on us right now.
But it is.
I don't want to say it because, like, it sounds so serious, but it is. Like, it's pretty much doing that. And it's like, tiring. It's, like, mentally draining. Like everything, like, that we've done since we moved in, it just seems like it puts us a step back mm-hmm. and a step back. And it's like we move forward a little bit and another step happens.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's getting stressful and it puts a lot of strain on our relationship. Like for the past like month, maybe month and a half, me and Charlene have like had like really big fights.
Really big fights.
Even like right before the podcast, we're like, oh, we'll put it off for the podcast. We'll just like, I even tell her, I'm like, let's just do the podcast. We'll hopefully like it'll come out good because that's just like, that's what we do. I don't want to sound like confident or anything, but like I feel like the podcast is like our comfort zone.
Yes.
And so it like that's kind of helped with us fighting and stuff. And like we're being real with you guys and stuff. Like that's what I appreciate when I listen to stuff. I appreciate like honesty and stuff because isn't that like everybody wants to hear something that they go through and stuff. But like our relationship, we've been fighting a bunch and like really bad fights, actually, like probably like worst fights that we've ever gotten into.
Worst fights we've ever had, ever.
Yeah, and the reason I'm talking so much is because
sorry,
it's because Charlene, she's not really, I don't know,
the cold affected me, so like I have a really bad cough right now, and then Jaden turned on the fan with all the dust, and now
you sure you don't have COVID or something?
I do not have COVID.
We don't know that.
I know that.
But getting back to it, it just seems like life is taking a big old toll on us. And like financially, it's taking a big old toll, like a big, big toll. And like it's just like things we can't control, really.
Yeah. Like ever since we were like starting to move out of our old house, like.
Excuse your voice.
Sorry.
I could hear the scratchiness in it.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. But ever since we started moving out of our old house, ever since like July, everything's just like been hitting us one thing right after the other.
Mm. And it just feels like we're putting a lot of pressure on everything. Like when we moved out of the house, we had this expectation, we're like, okay, this is like the time to like get serious, like get in like work mode pretty much, like do whatever we can to like better ourselves for the future. Like this is our like our motivation mode, like that is like push us, like a push exactly. pretty much. And I feel like that just put a lot of pressure on ourselves because even when we moved in, we talked about how like we're like me. I talked to her, me and her talked. We're like, oh, okay, this is a good step for us. We can't look at it as a bad thing, and we just have to like look at it as a good thing. Like this could come out good, and it still could. Like I'm not giving up hope or anything, but it's taking a lot of toll on both of our mental health, and anything like specific to you? Because it's like done like like myself, there's stuff that happened to me, but I want to see if you have like any specific moments on you first.
Moving here?
Like the whole thing, like fighting and moving here and like anything like specific that's personally to you, what it's been happening.
So I know I've talked about before, like back last year in November where the whole thing happened with my sister and my grandpa, and the year anniversary of that's coming up, and I'm not going to talk about it too much because I will cry. That's all I was crying about. Mm-hmm. And like lately, like these random memories just hit me and I just like break down and I'll just like bawl my eyes out.
Yeah.
Which it's always happened, but like lately it's been happening like, a lot worse, mm-hmm. like a lot worse. And like I can't sleep. And then of course, like I did the melatonin. Didn't really work.
Yeah.
So now we're doing CBD and it seems to help, but I try to fall asleep naturally and I just can't sleep.
Yeah.
So that's like been taking a big toll on me. The financial wise, like, I don't know, like everything just hit like boom. Like when we had to go pay, we had to disconnect some of our stuff. And like, well, you have to pay a fee.
One that came up, like it was just like extra than what we thought it was. So it like took a big old like chunk of like our savings. And that's like been stressing us out because we're like, oh, we went from all having all this to having like barely, like it's still a lot.
It's still a lot. And then Jaden's school fucked him over.
Yeah. With like my financial aid and stuff. So that's been stressing us out too and all that. It's just like, it just like I said, it's just like a step back and a step back. Like it just like things on top of each other just keep happening.
Yeah.
And like with me, like how you said with that, like school's been stressing me out. Like the work that I have to be doing and with the financial aid situation and stuff, it's just been bothering me. And I don't know. I just like I've been in this place in my mindset where I just put a lot of pressure on myself lately that I like I'm not meeting. Like, I've talked about in the past how I feel like I'm, and anything I say here, I'm not saying it out of sympathy or anything. Because I know some people that listen to the podcast think, like, I'm saying it to, like, feel sorry for myself. Like, feel bad for me. Like, oh, you shouldn't be people like this. Yeah. You shouldn't people be like this. That? Or you shouldn't say what?
Say stuff to you about that?
About what?
About, like, what you're going to talk about?
Oh, no. Like, they don't say, like, oh, I feel, like, don't feel sorry for yourself or whatever. They say they like try and comfort me and stuff, and I appreciate it. But it's just like I'm not saying it out of sympathy or anything. I'm just saying it to like get it out there, like get it off my chest. Because this is I'd rather you guys hear the truth than we make another podcast where we bullshit around and talk about all these movies and TV shows and stuff. But I've just been in like a bad headspace where like, and it's mostly because I've talked about it before where I feel like I'm not meeting the expectations for myself that I feel like I should. And it's because like, I feel like social media does a lot, you know, you guys know that I talk a lot about TikTok and like what I see on it and all that. And it seems like lately, like every time I get on TikTok, it's like something like about someone my age doing this or making this amount of money and owning this expensive car and all that. And it's like, it gets tiring. Cause after I see it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's happened to you guys or happened to you even probably like you look at it and you're like, oh, I feel like why aren't I doing something wrong for not being there or not having like stuff like that? Am I looked at as like a failure because I'm not in the situation that those people in.
Yeah.
And like it's gone to the point where like I'm happy for myself that I did this. It's like in TikTok, like I've started like, you know how on TikTok you have that button where you can like say don't look at this or whatever. Like I had to like cut it out of like my thing. I've even cut down on watching TikToks in general because it's just like taking a big old toll on mental health, which is like what social media does to people. And for me, it's just like you guys know, I've talked about at my age, I feel like I'm supposed to be this and that. And we've talked about it, remember, on other podcasts.
20.
Yeah, that's what I think. But there's like, I look at TikTok and there's these kids my age and they're like doing all this stuff. So I put myself up to their expectations. Like I try and expect myself to be at their situation when I'm not. Like, it's just, I'm on my own journey and I'm in my own lane. Like I have to do that. I have to deal with what I'm going through and what the cards I'm dealt with. And like, even like the other day, I broke down and I had to go for a drive and everything. And like, it was so weird. Friday last week, I think. Yeah, Friday last week. I think you were at somewhere. I don't know where you were. But I like broke down and I had to go for a drive or anything just to like, because here in the room, it feels like it feels like our own space and everything, but it just felt like where I was like suffocating, like I felt like crowded, like I couldn't think or anything. And it was just like taking a toll on me. So I had to go for a drive and like I broke down and I cried and everything and I let it out. And it was so weird. Like the next day I felt like I could breathe again. And ever since then I felt like happier and I felt like I could talk, like I can let things out more. Like Charlene knows, like we spent like 3 hours, 4 hours yesterday just talking just to talking. Each other about things. And like, it's just, I don't know, maybe I needed that or something happened. But it just feels a lot better to like, after doing that, because it felt like it was just like bottling up and finally it just like broke down and it just, I feel a lot, like Saturday it felt like free, like stress off my shoulders.
And I've actually noticed, like last week we got into like a really big fight, but ever since then he's like, you're not like so...
Like standoffish?
Yeah, you're not so standoffish.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed too. Like it got to the point where I didn't even like I was so like I got too much into my head where I was like I didn't want to like I guess you can call it like depression pretty much. I was just like I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to do anything. I had such like a bad mindset where like even some points where I'm like, oh, I just wanted to like be alone. I would put my earbuds on and I would just.
You would do that nothing. When I was here too, and yeah. I'd be like, okay.
I don't know, I noticed it too, and I wasn't doing it on purpose. It's just like, I just didn't want to like cooperate with anything.
Yeah.
And finally, like, I feel like I can, like, I'm happy, like, I'm happier and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he really is, because like on Sunday morning, he woke up early, he's like, baby, I brought you back a coffee.
Yeah. I don't know, I just needed to get that off my chest, and I wanted to be brutally honest with you guys, because it's just... It's bothered me a lot lately, and I'd rather you guys hear the truth than, like I said, like us keep bullshitting and
be like making, everything is perfect. Yeah,
like trying to pretend, because we did that for the past couple podcasts. Like we've
you been could really doing it. It shows
ever
it
since
shows.
Like the start of season two. We've been doing that, and I know it doesn't seem like that. I don't know if you longtime listeners noticed, but like it's just been rough. And this podcast. I was like, me and Charlene talked. We're like, we're gonna. Like we talked things out and we got better. Like after I went for a drive and I broke down and stuff, we're able to talk and we're like, all right, this podcast, we're going to come clean with like what's been going on and be honest and let him know like what's been happening, because we've been unhappy with these podcasts, these past ones. And it was bothering me a lot.
Yeah, it really has. And like, I feel like you shouldn't put yourself... I feel like you shouldn't like.
Wow, this feels good. Like I feel like I was like in the zone, like talking, just like in this, like in a room, just by myself.
I'm so sorry about my voice. I'm so sorry, guys. But you shouldn't like compare yourself to like other people, because other people are like in a different stage of their lives. Mm. Like I see it, like McFarlane USA, my favorite movie. Mm. Where like they have to work for everything they want, versus all the other, these other schools, these other prep schools and everything, they're like everything handed to them because they're like rich. And then like us, we're McFarlane USA, where we have to work for our things because our parents don't have.
But it's not really anything materialistic. Like, yeah,
it's not materialistic, but it's life.
I've thought about money and all that. Like, yeah, you have to work for things and all that. I know that. But it's just that.
But like, you see people getting handed, like, stuff handed to them. You're like, why can't life be that easy?
Yeah, like, it's not that I see them get it handed. It's just that I see, like,
people on TikTok. Or stuff that it comes to them easily.
Yeah, like, they get, like, they're getting better opportunities than me. And it makes me feel like I'm a failure or I'm failing because I don't get the opportunities that they're getting. Yeah. And I've realized that, like I just said a while ago, I was like, I'm in my own journey. Like, there's nothing I could do or say or anything that'll make me want, like, that'll make me be in that person's situation pretty much. Like, I just have to wait for, like, my cards to be dealt, and I got to take whatever is dealt to me.
Yeah.
And I got to go with that. And I think that's why I've been a lot happier, because I just brought that mindset back onto me to just go with the flow and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I used to feel too. Like when I first started working, like my job, I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I'm missing out on my life. Cause I started when I was 22. I'm like, I'm only 22. And am I missing out on like my young years or my fun years? Mm. But no, because this like past summer was like really a lot of fun. Like we were talking about that too. Like, me and Jim, like, had so much freedom, and it was so nice. We would, like, roll in, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Or we would be like, oh, let's go find out who's cheating on who.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just what's been up with me lately. I know I'm mostly the one talking this podcast. It's just I had a lot to say.
If I talk, I will cry. I will.
It's all right if you cry.
I will.
If it's about your grandpa and your sister, you don't have to talk about it.
I know. Like, is it about feel like,
other things?
No, that's like the only thing that's really been bothering me. Because like, Jaden knows. Jaden has seen it. Like, I would come home crying my eyes out. I cry out of nowhere. I get quiet. I can't. It's hard to cope with. It really is. And I wish like people really understood like what it's like. You know, I'm not gonna. If I cry, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to. But it's just so hard, like having to deal with this. I have such anxiety to the point where I can't even drive on the highway anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I literally can't. You could ask Jaden. I can't even get on the road. And I'm the person who, like, didn't know how to drive on the highway and just got on there and did it. And, like, I was like, okay, well, let's go to a bigger city. Let's go over here. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. And now I can't. So, like, my anxiety has been so freaking bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, like, to do or, like, what helps or anything. I'm pretty sure you've noticed it, too.
Yeah, I've noticed it a bunch, too. And I think it's just, like, that's your mindset that you have right now. That's just something that you have to, like get through.
I have to cope with it, yes. And, like, especially with, like, everything coming up, like, it's so hard. Like, I wish, like, oh, I have no idea. I wish people, like, really knew, like, what's going on. And, like, I could let it out. But I feel like I can't. I feel like I have to, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
It's like, just so hard.
Like we've said in the past, like when we've talked about that situation in the past, we've talked like you said, like when you feel like expressing it and talking about it and stuff, people just give you the same old generic answers and they don't actually they don't actually give you like real like truth to what you want to hear. Like instead of just saying like, oh, it's okay, they're a better place or whatever, like all that stuff, like you yourself, you hear that so many times that it just like gets annoying pretty much.
Exactly.
And you want to hear like the truth. Like you want to hear like just the brutal honest truth, because obviously that you'd rather hear that than hear like the bullshit that everybody else says.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear none of this like, oh, like your grandpa your grandpa's like thinking of you or something like that, or your sister is in a better place, or this is And like, I know she is, but the thing is, it's hard to deal with, and I feel like people, like, just forget about it. Like, it's so, like, they weren't close to my grandpa, so they don't know what I know. Like, I miss, like, those days where I would just go over to his house and, like, listen to his stories about Mexico, you know, like, all those stories, like, where he couldn't afford shoes and he used to have to, like, walk barefoot to work. Like, I miss those stories. And to know I'll never get that back sucks. It literally sucks. Or like to get like a hey sissy, come here. I'll never get that.
Yeah.
And no one like really understands that. So it's been a lot. I've been coping with it. It's been really hard, but I'm trying my best. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk about any more about it. So
okay. But yeah, that's just how I've been feeling. I've just been feeling crowded, and like it felt like suffocation, pretty much. Like not technically like suffocating, but like it felt like mentally like I just couldn't take it no more. And I finally just like broke down. And I actually found this, like, it's been years since I've read a book, since like probably like fifth grade or fourth grade, like actually paid attention. It was like the Diary of Wimpy Kid books. Yeah. Those are like my favorite thing. But I don't know if it was a sign or something, because I believe in stuff like that, is like signs or like stuff's meant to happen for a reason and stuff. That day when I had the breakdown, I think the next day, the book that I just listened to the audiobook. It was free on YouTube, surprisingly. And it's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, I think it's that what it's called.
Yeah.
And that was like the first, I don't know if it was a sign or something, but it just popped up and I was like, oh, I even told you, I was like, I'm going to read that book or listen to it. And I've been listening to it and I feel like that's exactly like what I needed. It wasn't technically like a self-help book.
Yeah.
It was like kind of like giving a generalization of what of like, I'm pretty sure you guys could check it out if you want to check it out. It's like on Amazon and all that, but it just talks about how, like, what I was doing with like putting too much stress on life and looking at all these other people and like giving, caring too much about the stuff that shouldn't be cared about that much, and not putting too much thought about the stuff that needs to be put on, like thoughts need to be put on about that. And I feel like that book, I just finished it today and it really helped me a lot. And it helps me, like, that's exactly like what I needed, exactly what I needed to hear. And it helped me a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I need to say.
Good for you,
baby. Yeah. Maybe I'll start getting into books.
Yeah, I like movies.
They're pretty much the same things, right?
Yeah.
I guess books just go more into details.
People like books are better.
Like the Harry Potter books.
I like the movie pictures.
I've never actually ever read the Harry Potter books. Look at us talking something serious, and now we're already back to like our joking self.
You know, I just can't, like, if you ever read in school, you're like reading away, then boom, you're like thinking about like lunch. And
if I'm, it's because like of your ADD and stuff. But like me, I can sit down in bed and all day long, I can read a book. If I'm really into it, it's like watching a movie for me, pretty much, or a show. It's like, I like imagining what's happening in the book in my mind, and that was really enjoying it. And this one wasn't really a book like that, but it was like I don't know how to explain it. It's so much stuff that I can't really explain.
I know what you mean.
But we actually had a question this past week, this past podcast. You guys left this question on Instagram, and she asked, "So it's so cool that you guys are eating better together. Me and my boyfriend try and always get tempted by each other to eat our fave food. How do you guys keep each other motivated?"
How do we keep each other motivated?
Yeah. I'm sorry we just jumped into the question. I just, I was, to be honest, I was just looking for something to transition that segment into this. But I think the way we keep each other motivated is because, like, I just be completely honest with her. Because, like, you guys know, I've done it in the past and stuff. And I feel like most people, when they decide to start eating better and better themselves, they have this idea where they have to eat, like we say, like salads all the time, and they can't have no sugar, no pizza, nothing.
Yeah.
And I tell Charlene, I'm like, okay, like, it's like, if you craving is so bad, it's okay for you to have it. It's not like, it's not going to totally ruin anything that you do. It's not going to tear your life down or anything. It's not going to ruin nothing. So it's okay if you crave it, if you eat it, it's okay. Get that craving out of the way and it's fine. I have it too. And I tell Charlene, like, I'm bad with sugar. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it, like awful. It's like a drug pretty much. Like, as soon as I get it, I need to eat a bunch of sugar.
I like cough drops. They taste good.
Those are like your Jolly Ranchers.
The other day I was like, oh, we need some. He's like, those are not candy. Put those back.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
But how do you feel like we motivate each other? I think that's like the biggest one that we have.
That's really it. Like, I remember, like, back in the day, we used to go to the gym all the time. We'd be like, let's go. We got to go.
Mm.
And I think when we were going, I hated going with you because, not that I hated going with you, it's just, like, I was so self-conscious at the time.
Yeah.
Of myself. That I would only do, like the elliptical or the treadmill or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I was just so shy of going, or like,
yeah,
especially at that gym, like, people would go and just like judge you. You could feel them judging you.
Mm.
But Jaden, like, we always like motivated each other. He's like, don't even listen to them. It's okay.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So
like when I first started working out and stuff, I went through that too. Cause like the gym is intimidating, because especially like when I started, you walk in and you see these, especially for like, as a guy, you see these guys with big old muscles and they're all huge and they lift all this heavy weight. And I'm like, shit, like, I don't even want to try because I'm not even up to par with what they're doing. And I don't want to be judged for being like the way I was.
Yeah.
And the way I just look at it is now is like, when I see somebody like working out, I don't go to the gym, but I'll be like driving around sometime and I'll see like people running or walking and stuff. And I, like, you just have to think like their mindset is like, they're trying to better themselves too. So they were in the same boat. Like when I started, they don't want to be judged and all that. They're just there to better themselves, to get themselves better mentally and physically and stuff like that. And I think that's what we help each other the most, because we both help each other out with that.
Yeah, we do. It's just, there was just some Doge gym assholes that I didn't like.
You just have to ignore him. That's why I don't like going to the gym. And because people just crowd the weights.
They're just filming their fucking videos. They're like, I did 300 times one. Shut up!
I'd rather just stay here with my weights and work out here. It's the same as the gym. I just don't have all those fancy machines and stuff, but you don't need them. You have the free weights.
Exactly.
But did you want to get into the Reddit discussion? Sure. The time went by. It flew by. I don't even know how fast it went.
Yeah, I cried for like...
What am I even saying? Minutes. How fast it went? It went by faster than what I thought it was going to.
I need a cough.
Did you want to read it? Yeah. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. What are some life perspectives that changed while you grew older?
What are yours? I feel like we start every discussion by like asking each other a question.
I know.
When we should just like say it. What are yours?
Life perspectives that changed when I got older?
Yeah.
I would definitely say having kids. Women are not put on this earth just to have babies. Thank you.
That's it?
I think so. What are yours?
I don't know. I had it in my mind when I had him down, but I don't remember them now.
I just feel like...
I should have wrote it down.
When you're younger, you have this whole, like, thing that you're like, this is going to be perfect, and that's going to be perfect. And then, like, life hits you, and it's not perfect.
Yeah, like the times now, pretty much. Like, like, it seemed like when we moved into the house, we were on, like, a big old high pedestal. We're like, we did this by ourselves. Like, we're doing really good for ourselves. There's most people our age aren't able to.
We do the damn
like,
thing.
And then, like, ever since, like, I would say, like, summer hit maybe, like, May, it just things, like, started going downhill. And we've had to learn to, like, cope with it and stuff. And we had to get off our high horse pretty much because we thought we were, like, doing really good.
It was, like, the end of April. Like, shit hit.
Not being, like, cocky or anything, but we thought, like, we were doing really good for ourselves. Like,
yeah.
We're, like I said, most people aren't doing this, and we have the opportunities to do it, and we're being smart with it and everything. And it just, like, since, like you said, the end of April, it just, like, that changed our whole perspective on things. Like, we actually, like, we're dealt like the shitty side of it now, and we have to deal with that. And that's been a whole perspective change because it's just been rough.
So like, yeah, like, I don't know, just like you have to be, remember being younger and like be like, oh, I can't wait till I'm married and I can't wait to have kids.
Like when people explain it, when you're younger, they make it sound like
it's the best,
like simple.
It's the best.
Like simple. Like it sounds like, or like the best too. They're like, oh, you'll get married, and like they make it sound like there's no problems when all that stuff is happening. You'll buy a house and all that. When like they don't, that's why we're being brutally honest with you guys, because I'd rather you guys hear the truth than hear like some bullshit that every other podcast or talk show or whatever says. But like nobody, I wish people would explain the problems that happen between everything, like the struggles. I'd want to hear the struggles. I want to hear the shit because I want to hear other people struggle so I'm prepared for the shit that happens. Yes,
like you need to, people need like, to be
like,
that's honest.
What happened in this book. This guy was telling like his stories and other people's stories he's heard about like the struggles of the shit that happened. And I'd rather hear that than hear their successes and stuff, because most people have a success that they focus on because it makes them sound better.
Yeah.
And when I'd rather hear like the bullshit, like dead in the mud problems that they went through, I'd rather hear that because it's what made them to become what they are. And what was I saying?
I have no idea.
But like, yeah, I wish people would talk more about the problems rather than trying to make everything sound like,
I was sugarcoating everything.
Yeah, like that's what exactly, sugarcoating it, everything, like buying a house and getting married and having kids and all that. Like people don't say the problems for it because I don't know.
Everybody's like, I see everybody like on TikTok, they're like, oh, I had my kids young, so now I'm enjoying my 40s. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's where you were.
And then those are the ones that I see on TikTok. There's other people that are like, oh, I'm so happy that I don't have kids. Like, they'll make a video about that. And it's just a bunch of moms in the comments are like, oh, something. Like, they just, like, rant on her for not having kids when, like, they had kids. But I feel like as people now, we see, like, the problems with it pretty much. Like, the struggle you go to.
Like,
and most of us don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, like, squeeze.
Yeah, those are mostly like what life perspective changes that we've seen while growing up. Because
yes.
I feel like when you're younger, you have that, it's like sugar-coated. Like yeah. you have that sense of reality that everything's like
perfect.
Like perfect. It can't go wrong. And then when you get older and shit starts going wrong,
yeah.
you're not ready for it. And yeah. I wish, that's why like I wish parents, like I feel like our generation will probably have that a lot better than like the past ones, but I feel like parents should have prepared their kids a lot more better. For like even if it's like it hurts them when they're younger and it gives them like a sense like they're like they like ruin like gives them no like it ruins their like hope about that fake future or whatever. Yeah. Like I'd rather, like if I was a kid, I'd rather my mom tell me, oh, it shit's not gonna be easy, it's not gonna be like this and not like that. I'd rather hear that than now that I'm experiencing it and it's tough.
Yeah exactly.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read this one because give Charlene's throat a break from yeah. all the strain we're putting on it. But this one says, for the adult users of Reddit, what is something you regret not doing while you were young that you wish you did when looking back?
Yeah.
When, I don't know, there's not really nothing I regret because I'm 20 years old. Like yeah. I haven't lived that much life where I have a bunch of regrets. And there's not really nothing from like my teenage years or anything that I regret like not doing. Like I had fun and all that. And I'm excited to see what happens in the future.
Wow. That's yeah. so beautiful.
What, like sarcasm?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I'm excited to see like, cause I always like, ever since like I was a teenager, I always saw, I think I even told you like when you were turning 20, I was like, it seems like all the cool shit and like all like your life, like what's the word? Your life. Oh fuck, I don't know. Like the moments in your life that mean the most. It seems like they always happen in your 20s. That's what I've noticed for a lot of people, and like it's either like it makes it good or bad. It's like, but I've noticed it happens mostly in your 20s. Think about it real quick. Think about all the stories and stuff you've heard from like older yeah. people and. That it seems like their 20s is when like all this shit started happening and yeah. they made memories and stuff. When like you make some friends when you're a teenager and stuff, but like the like major ones, like the life changing ones and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's but like cool. Yeah, I don't regret anything. I don't have. I'm not old enough to really make regrets. I feel like
there's nothing you regret.
Mm-mm. Not really. The only thing I regret really is just like being so shy and stuff. But it's just like that's the way it was. I went through stuff and that's how I coped with it. And that's what I needed to go through to be how I am now.
Today, yeah. Is there anything I regret? No.
No, not really?
No, there's yeah. nothing.
I feel like we're in the same boat.
Because, like, I never went to, like, high school parties. I felt like they're just a waste
of yeah. time. Oh, yeah. That's not even a thought in my mind.
But, like, when, I didn't regret it, though.
When I thought of regrets, that wasn't even a thought that came up in my mind.
But that's what people do. Like, I mean, you see all the movies are like, let's go hit the party. And I'm like, why am I going to go to something that I really don't even like those half of those people? So why am I going to go be fake
yeah.
to them?
Yeah, exactly. But I think we're already, like, old enough where that doesn't really matter no more.
Oh, it doesn't matter at all.
I mean, like, if we were, like, put in a different situation, say we're, like, lived a different life and we're going to these big old colleges, then, yeah, it would still, like, be part of our lives pretty yeah. much. But now, like, the situation we're in, it doesn't really matter.
No.
It doesn't pertain to us in any way.
Like you said, I just look forward to the future. Like, I want to travel. Mm-hmm. I want to...
Like, that's why I always tell Charlene, I was like, we don't know what could happen tomorrow. I say it on the podcast all the time. I'm like, it's usually when I'm saying like, oh, you don't know what could happen with the podcast. But yeah. like, in general, like, you don't know what could happen tomorrow. Like, the best thing could happen tomorrow or next week or yeah. next year. This yeah. It's just, you don't know. That's why I believe in things just happen by chance. Like, there's... When things happen, that's what was supposed to happen.
Exactly. Beautiful said, BB.
I'm really enjoying this podcast. I'm happy we're being real and honest. Yeah. I feel like we haven't had one like this since like a while, since this like season like one.
Forever ago. Okay, let's go on.
Did you just want to do those two?
Oh, it's up to you. We have one more.
No, I feel like two is good. Okay. I feel like we've talked a lot. I don't want people to get bored of my voice because I've been talking the whole time
so
pretty much.
Sorry, my
No, it's not your fault, but I just feel like people are probably like, his voice is getting annoying.
Yeah, no.
But Yeah. We'll finish off on those two. We have one more, but we'll save you guys the hearing aid.
Yeah, and my throat really hurts and my shoulder really hurts. And my wrist really hurts. It's doing this thing. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, I'll zoom in on the video. You guys watch, do it. There's like a bump that there's she has bump, there.
Watch, compared it to this one.
And I don't know what it is.
And Jada shook it the other day, so I think that's what happened.
I don't know.
I don't know, but my dad has the same one. Oh, son of a, my shoulder hurts.
We're going to finish up the podcast so Charlene can go lay down. I know. But yeah, we want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm so happy that we got to be real with you guys. Like, you guys, we have listeners that have been there since the beginning, since our first episode. And throughout our journey through the podcast, we've gained people. And we've lost people. We've like, I don't know if we've lost people. We don't have no way to track that. But we've gained a lot of people, and we appreciate every single one of you. And that's why we feel so comfortable being able to express our lives and our mental health and stuff like that to you guys, because it's like talking to a friend. It's always the end of the podcast. Yeah, it starts doing it.
Hurts.
It just feels like we're talking to friends, even though you guys are like through a screen or through your earbuds or anything. It just feels like we're talking to our friends, like we're having a conversation.
And shout out to my mama, because I know you're watching.
But yeah, we thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sticking with us for this long. 8 months. We reached a big milestone on our listeners.
8 months.
And we have a good long way to go. And hopefully this speaking our truth out starts a whole new like realness to the podcast.
And next week is Mighty J's anniversary.
Woo woo. It actually, the podcast is supposed to drop on our anniversary.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll drop it the next day, because who knows what we'll be doing, something special.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll let you guys go. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast.
Thank you.
As always,
sorry about my throat.
If you're on YouTube and you don't feel like watching us, you can listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. And if you want to see our beautiful faces and like interact, see our set, and like when we show things like Charlene's wrists and stuff, you can actually see stuff like that.
My purse. I hope you saw it.
Yeah, you can check us out on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast. I've noticed from our analytics that we have two channels, that like we've said before, the Clips channel. And I feel like some people are mistaking our Clips channel because when you look it up, the Clips channel sometimes pops up first.
Because I look it up all the time too. You have to look up Young Excellence Podcast.
Yeah.
For the podcast. For the full episode of the podcast.
Just like a cheat sheet. The picture for our actual podcast page is like a blue with our logo in it.
Yeah.
And the Clips channel is our podcast art, like that you see on Spotify. Yeah. It's that. So you guys know the difference. If you guys go check us out on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter at Young Excellence Podcast. We're always posting a lot there. I'm always posting a lot there. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Did I say Young Excellency Podcast?